Roses are red, violets are blue. John and Chantel hope that they choose you. It's Chantel's Roses.
Yeah, we do. In fact, we hope Avery is the choice today. Good morning, Avery. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Tell us what's up.
I don't know. When I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, like, am I just kind of overreacting?
Mm-hmm. And okay.
I don't know.
Well, let's take a step back.
Okay.
Tell us exactly who you're calling about.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, right? So my boyfriend and I, his name is Zach. We've been together about 2 years, and we live together now. So, okay. I was thinking, do you remember, Chantel, you shared a story about your ex buying flowers?
Oh, yeah.
For, like, right.
And it's then, our most listened to podcast episode I think we've
Is
ever
it
done.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, it's kind of like this, I feel like it's the same thing. It's like I got flowers from Zach, and I was just shocked because, like, it was for no reason, like, out of the blue, no anniversary, no birthday, no nothing. And it said, happy 6 months. And it was to Riley.
Oh.
Which was really weird. And there was, but it wasn't signed, right?
So you got flowers. So I just want to make sure it's just, you got some flowers. Since
right.
it wasn't signed, we're not even sure if they are from Zach. But on these flowers, right. it said, happy 6 months. And it was to someone named Riley.
Happy 6 months, babe, exclamation point. And it was Riley.
Okay.
And then I'm. And there was no signature. So I'm thinking, what the F, you know, like,
right.
but.
Well, if that happened to me, I'd be like, oh, shoot, you delivered these to the wrong house.
The flower shop. Yeah. Did you ask Zach about it?
I did.
Okay.
And he was like, exactly what you just said. Oh, it just must have been like a flower shop that, sent you by mistake. And then he was also like, I'm sorry, I should have sent you flower. You know, he's
yeah.
being sweet about
like,
it.
Like overdid
whatever,
it.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, my spidey senses, it's like he's lying. I just feel it. I know it. You know when somebody's freaking lying.
Oh, trust me. You do. And it is the most frustrating thing when you start to feel like maybe I'm the crazy one. And it's like, no, you got to trust those instincts.
Yeah.
And maybe you are just having a moment. But we need to clear the air. We need to figure out what's going on for you. Or you're going to start going crazy.
And there's an easy way to do that, Avery. We can call up Zach. We can offer a dozen roses. And we can see, you know, if he's sending them to you, if he's sending them to Riley. I mean, do you want to go down this path?
Oh, God.
I know, because once you pull the Band-Aid.
Once you know, you know.
You know. Like, you can't take it back. So you have to be totally ready for whatever the answer is going to be, and prepare for it to be the one we don't want.
I know. It's like, though, I think I have to because I'm already thinking it is, right? So,
no,
like,
yeah.
how will I? I mean, if I don't do anything, then.
You're just going to keep festering and circling. And
yeah, it's already in your head. So, as far as I'm concerned, we got to scratch that itch. We got to find out, you know?
I just want to make sure she's in a good mental place to find this type of information out.
I hear you. Avery. If it's okay with you, then we're going to play a song. We're going to get Zach's number, and we'll call him up next, okay?
Yes! Oh,
okay. It's Chantel's Roses, where we catch those cheaters. Avery reached out to us. So Avery and her boyfriend, Zach, they've been together for 2 years. They're living together. And the other day, Avery gets this flower arrangement. Avery, was it a big flower arrangement or a small flower arrangement? I don't know.
It was nice.
It was nice. Okay.
It was nice.
It was nice.
It was very modern, like, it was me.
Yeah, oh, all right. And so you were all excited going, I got flowers, and it's not even our anniversary, it's not my birthday. And you open the card expecting a sweet note, and instead, it's to someone else named Riley, and it says, happy 6 months. But you're going, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. I've been together with Zach for a few years now, but the card wasn't signed. So we don't know if it was a mishap from the flower shop or if, you know, Zach did accidentally send roses or flowers to the wrong person. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to figure out today. Avery, did I recap that pretty well?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Then we are going to call up Zach. We're going to offer a dozen roses. The only neat thing I need from you is to have permission to have Zach on the radio.
Yes. please.
Okay. Chantel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Zach?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Zach. This is Chantel from J&C Flowers. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. So one thing we like to do here in the community is give out free roses to somebody who could possibly need them to send to someone in their life. And your name and number actually came up on my list. Would you be interested in accepting some roses today and then sending them to someone as a gift?
No way. Are you for real?
No, I'm dead serious. So, like, no subscription. I don't need your credit card information, nothing. Just I've got these red roses. I have a card. And so if you want it, I can fill out the card for you and then have them delivered today for you.
That's amazing. That's funny because actually I used to drink another flower shop that I used to go to, and, like, they screwed up my last order. They sent it to the wrong place. So this is great.
Oh, no. Yeah, so the last flower shop just messed up, or what happened?
Yeah. I gave them an order, and they sent it to, like, the completely, like, it didn't get to the person I was trying to send it to. So I was like, well, I'm done with this place, but I hadn't even, like, considered where I was going to go. So this is kind of odd. Is this for real?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel terrible that a flower shop, like, even did that to you. Can I offer, like, two separate dozen roses to help, like, encourage you to come to our flower shop? Like, to work with us?
I mean, I'm not going to say no to that. Holy cow. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay, cool. Let me grab another card.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, cool.
Okay, so who do you want the first dozen roses to go to?
You could send the first, and do I get to, like, write a little, like,
yeah.
Note?
Yeah.
Like, get a little, okay. Have the first one go to Avery. A-V-E-R-Y.
Okay. And then what do you want to say?
And that one, can you write, I can't believe it's been 2 years. We're coming up on our 2-year anniversary.
Oh,
so
that's
yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, okay, so that one's to Avery.
Uh-huh.
And then the second dozen roses, do you want to send those to Avery as well at, like, a different time? Or what are you thinking?
No, you know what? Actually, since I have two, I'll send them to another person. Let's write hope to see you soon in the card.
Okay.
For that one, just basic hope to see you soon and, like, an exclamation point, and then just address those to the Lacey is her name, L-A-C-E.
Who's Lacey?
Sorry, what? Who? What?
Who's Lacey? Actually, who's Riley? I mean, how many different women are you seeing right now?
Hold on. What's going on here? Who is this?
Hey,
yeah, what is going on?
Hold on. I'm gonna hi. Zach, my name is John. You were talking to Chantel.
Hey.
We do a morning show together on Mix 105.1. In fact, Avery reached out to us. Because she was having feelings that you might be seeing someone else on the side. And it's kind of weird because you just sent two flowers out. One was to Avery, which is great. But we're kind of curious what's going on here with, you know, the second dozen roses.
I mean, I got two dozen roses. So I sent, obviously I sent the first one. I mean, this is all like, but I sent the first one to her and then I sent another one to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, who's the friend? Who's the friend? Who's Riley?
I don't know. First of all, I don't know who Riley. I don't know what you're talking about with a Riley. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Riley is?
No.
Who's Lacey? Who's Lacey?
Lacey's a friend of a friend. We work with a friend of hers, she was going through a tough thing with her dad, I thought it'd be a nice thing to send her flowers.
Aren't they all? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me
get this straight. You sent Riley flowers last week, right? And now
I don't know. I never sent flowers to Riley. I don't know. I don't know anyone named Riley.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Zach.
Oh my God!
I have a question. Hold on 1 second, Avery. Uh-huh. You said last week, you're looking for a new flower shop, and you sent flowers last week, and they went to the wrong person. That the person never got
them. That's right.
what was the name of the person you were sending those flowers to? And don't lie to me.
He's going to lie.
I don't know what I don't know what that I was probably talking about the last time I tried to send flowers to Avery. It was messed up.
Oh,
I never said anything to anyone named
You're
Riley.
You're such a freaking liar.
I don't even know anyone named Riley.
Seriously? You're going to lie to me too?
Oh, you're caught. You're busted.
I don't know anyone named Riley. I don't know what you're talking about.
But
you're
caught. We caught
too much. Avery, we got to get out of this. This is crazy. He's making me crazy. We're crazy together now.
I want you out today, okay?
What? Are you kidding me?